This is Write the Book, Conversations on Craft, the show for writers and curious readers. I'm Shayla Connor Shapiro. Today on Write the Book, you'll hear a brief interview with visual artist Lois Eby and poet Nadine Budbill, wife and daughter of the late Vermont author and poet David Budbill, about a music series that will take place this summer. The words of celebrated Vermont poet David Budbill take center stage in this one-of-a-kind concert featuring artists from around the country. Scrag Mountain Music co-artistic directors Mary Bonig and Evan Primo and friends offer up two works by Vermont composers Eric Nielsen and Evan Primo, and David's longtime collaborator and avant-garde jazz legend William Parker, leading a group of multi-genre musicians in an incantation of poetry and improvised music. Together, these artists offer a sonically diverse program that weaves together David's iconic poetry. David and his wife Lois Eby and daughter Nadine lived on a remote mountainside in the southwest corner of Vermont's Northeast Kingdom, a place of great beauty and sometimes tough living that had enormous influence on David's work. I spoke to Lois and Nadine last week about the concerts. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Okay, well, it's nice to see you both. I'm glad to hear about this new project. It's really exciting. I thought I would just start by asking how it got started and whose idea it was.
Well, that's a great place to start. We were talking about it this afternoon that in 2018, we went to New York to hear William Parker give a concert at the New School of music that he had composed for David's poems. And he had five vocalists who sang each poem. And actually they had created their own improvisations on the poems. And it was so moving and so beautiful. And Nadine and I thought we'd like to bring it to Vermont. And we had already seen a concert soon after David died in which Mary Bonhag sang the songs that Evan Primo had composed for some of David's poems. And that too, in a different way, was very beautiful and moving. And we had wanted to hear those again. And we knew that Eric Nielsen had written music for some of David's poems. And around the time that David died, he sang some of those for David as he was ill.
Oh.
So Nadine and I had the idea that we could put these three sets of music for David's poems together and have a concert. And we proposed it to Scrag Mountain Music, which is Evan Primo and Mary Bonhag, and they liked the idea. And so we all began working on it. It was supposed to happen in May 2020. And of course it didn't. So
yeah, let me guess why.
Yeah, right. Now we're very excited that it looks like it's actually going to happen.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So David heard some of this music before.
He heard some of this music. He heard, mainly heard some of Eric Nielsen's pieces.
Okay.
Which were, very moving at the time. It was great for him to hear them.
Yeah. Now, when did David die? I'm trying to remember. Was that?
He died in September 2016.
I wanted to know, what are some of the poems that they are using in this music? I mean, there must be quite a lot, actually, of work that's in the music.
Let's see. So, right, there are a lot of poems being used, for sure. But one of William Parker's pieces that he has composed is titled While We've Still Got Feet, which is a title of a poem and also a title of a book of poetry of my dad's, of David's. And then William's other piece is titled, I'm doing this from memory, tell me if this is right, a washing machine, a flower pot.
With need, necessity, and delight.
A washing machine, a flower pot, and something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Evan Primo's piece that he has composed is called Songs from a Mountain Recluse and contains several poems. And then also Eric Nielsen has used a collection of poems, one of which being What Issa Heard, which is where the title of the concert series comes from. There's a line which, and I'd love to read that poem maybe at the end of our interview.
Sure, yeah.
A line in that poem, which is what inspired the title for these concerts.
Oh, okay, wonderful. I remember talking to David about what While We've Still Got Feet, and my recollection is that was a reference to his father having maybe had diabetes and mm-hmm. losing one or both of his feet and
good memory.
It really stuck with me because it was such a wonderful way to say, let's celebrate life while we still have the ability to do mm-hmm. all the things that we can do, which is so apt. Yeah.
Exactly.
The poem ends, let's go dancing, sweetheart, while we still got feet.
Great. Wonderful. And I think also during that interview, he picked up a little container and his father's ashes were sitting on his desk. And that was very moving to me as well. So these are, tell me where and when these concerts are taking place. And I know that there's a difference between the first two and the last one. So maybe you can describe what those differences are.
Yes. The first one is taking place in Burlington at the First Congregational Church.
Okay.
Which and it's on Friday, June 17th at 7:30.
Right.
The second concert is in Montpelier at Bethany Church on Saturday, June 18th at 7:30. And those two concerts will include Evan Primo and Mary Bonhag performing the music that Evan has written for David's poems and also the music that Eric Nielsen has composed. And they will be accompanied by a violinist and a pianist. And then the second set of that concert will be William Parker's group. And he will be, he's a multi-instrumentalist, so he will be playing several different instruments. And he will have the five vocalists that we heard in New York with him and also a drummer, but Hamid Drake, mm-hmm. who is a wonderful drummer. We were remembering that William and Hamid and David all performed at the Flynn Space in 2007. That was one of the times they did. They performed together, David and William in particular.
David used to play the shakuhachi and do voicings and things, right? Read his stuff.
Yeah.
I remember at the beginning of the memorial that you set up in, was it Barry? Was mm-hmm. it at the Barry Opera House? And that William Parker played the singing bowls at the beginning of that, right? That was very
good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's a third.
Yes, there's a third concert in Putney at Next Arts, and that is on Sunday the 19th at 5 o'clock. But that will only be William Parker and his group, William and Hamid and the five vocalists. So Mary and Evan are not traveling to Putney for that concert.
Okay. Yep. All right. Great.
I will also add that there is a live stream of the concert on the 18th, the one in Montpelier. So that means that anybody from anywhere, people who are not ready to go out to a group outing or venue are able to join via live stream.
Okay, wonderful. And so how do people find that?
Yeah, they go to the Scrag Mountain website.
Okay.
And when you click on the 2021-2022 season, you'll see sutras.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And will there be any COVID requirements in place that people should know about ahead of time? Or is it just sort of as you feel most comfortable?
Masks are required inside
the building.
All right, good. That's good to know. Great.
We should add, it's scragmountainmusic.org, and the Montpelier and Burlington concerts are at scragmountainmusic.org.
Okay, great.
Next Stage's concert is at Next Stage website, and I'm not sure if that's .org or not.
Next Stage. Okay, good.
Good.
All right, wonderful. So, let's see. Did David ever know that there might be something like this? I mean, it sounds like he heard some of this. Did he know that it would go into something of this extent? Had he and William talked about it at all? Do you know? Or
I don't think he knew certainly that it would go in this form. I think he knew that Evan was writing music for his poems and also. He knew about Eric's poems, and he certainly had worked with William, but I don't think he could ever have imagined. He would be very happy about this.
Yeah.
He really loved the combination of poetry and music.
He must have also, I mean, I imagine he would have liked that people were sort of like riffing on his poetry maybe and adding or taking their own way with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to read one of his poems, Nadine?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I've been thinking about in particular this week, last week, just, you know, this title, Sutures for a Suffering World, how appropriate that is for this moment in time when the suffering in the world is just unbelievable and unbearable and awful, beyond awful. So I feel like this is such a, it's an important time to be bringing this music and this balm to the world. So, and that ties into this poem, which is called What Issa Heard. 200 years ago, Issa heard the morning birds singing sutras to this suffering world. I heard them too this morning, which must mean, since we will always have a suffering world, we must also always have a song.
Wonderful. Thank you for reading that.
You're welcome.
Which collection was that part of? Do you know?
That's from Moment to Moment, Poems of a Mountain Recluse. Yeah, it's the final poem in the book. And I think it so well sums up my dad's approach to life and art and writing, and that there's purpose to it, and that we need that. We need that song, that balm, that salve, because there is so much suffering in the world.
Yeah. Right. Well, I want to thank you both again for speaking with me. I've been talking to Nadine Budbill and Lois Eby about David Budbill and his work and these concerts that are going to be performed. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
From the Media Factory in the south end of Burlington, Vermont, this is 99.3 FM, WBTV LP, Burlington, streaming online at 99.3wbtv.org. This is Write the Book, the show for writers and curious readers. That was an interview with Lois Eby and Nadine Budbill about upcoming music inspired by the work of David Budbill. You can learn more about David's life and work at davidbudbill.com. You can learn more about the concerts at scragmountainmusic.org and nextstagearts.org. As the literary executor of the estate of David Budbill, his daughter Nadine once said of one of his books that it was the ultimate culmination of his legacy, encouraging all of us to slow down, to notice, to contemplate, to honor, to engage, to love and mourn, and be fully alive. That book was called Broken Wing. That message strikes me as a great Write the Book prompt to suggest today. Write something that takes in mind, slowing down, noticing, contemplating, honoring, engaging, loving, mourning, and being fully alive. Good luck with your work in the coming week, and tune in next week for another prompt or suggestion. I spoke to David Budbill a number of times. You can find those conversations on the podcast site, writethebook.podbean.com. I'd love your feedback about the show. Let me know if you'd like me to interview certain authors or if you have events to announce. Be sure to tell your friends about Write the Book and about the podcast site, writethebook.podbean.com, where you can get all of the archived episodes. New and recent episodes of Write the Book are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just subscribe to have them sent to your podcast app. A reminder to listeners who write, I do share a writing prompt each week, so be sure to check the archives of Write the Book if you'd like to find any that you might have missed. You can also access the podcast and link to our social media presence at my own website, shelaughswithoutus.com. If you like the show, please rate it where you find it and talk about it with the people who might enjoy it. Up next at 5, stay tuned for Feminist Frenzy, the radio show with a feminist agenda. I'm Shayla Connor Shapiro, and you've been listening to Write the Book. This is 99.3 FM, WBTV LP, Burlington, Vermont, streaming online at 99.3wbtv.org. Stay well and have a great week.